Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
For a non-band, non-Todd Brommelkamp Friday,
yeah.
I am walking in with more paper than I have in a long time.
I know.
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
What's up with that? I don't know. A lot of paper. Lots going on.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I grabbed, sometimes you send around a birthday card like, hey, sign this.
Did that come in too?
I brought that in with me just in case, you know, like, why not bring more paper?
What'd you sign on yours? Did you sign it yet?
I said, yeah, happy birthday.
I wanted, it has three cupcakes on it.
Yeah.
The card. And I wanted to point to one and said, avoid.
That one's poison.
I'm not hearing good things about this cupcake.
These two are delicious. That one, don't do it, girl.
Tricky when you find it funny to you, but then you don't know if it's going to deliver when the person opens the card or reads the paper.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. It's like, and it's for somebody outside of our organization.
Yeah.
If it was for somebody within these walls, I feel like I could explain myself.
Right.
But it's going to like another business person, and I don't know how that would be received.
The other challenge I have, well, and I love signing these. I think it's great customer outreach, right?
Yeah.
It shows them we care. Thank you so much for being a client of this radio station.
Absolutely.
Should I be signing it Eric, which is what I normally do, or should I sign it Dancing Eric Hansen? Which takes up a lot of space.
That's a lot of real estate.
I know. But I have a feeling I'm signing half of these and they're like, who's Eric?
Because
I don't, it's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric. You get that occasionally, but it's Dancing Eric Hansen and Claire,
but
right?
It's Eric from Z102.9. Like, they know. Yeah.
Well, they know it's from Z because it's coming from us. I'm overthinking it.
Yeah, don't overthink it. I think you're okay.
I need to underthink it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're
I need
all right.
to go at my normal thinking level and then actually go backwards. I need to underthink it.
They still know. They still know, right?
See, you're still overthinking. Let's underthink it.
Yeah. It's fine.
Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
I'll just say, I'll sign an X. And
yeah.
They'll wonder who it is.
They'll know. And then they'll know.
Yeah, that's Eric. He always signs an X.
He just puts an X.
Yeah.
That's his sign.
Could be.
They'll get the message.
It's good enough for me to buy a house. It's good enough.
That's how you bought your house?
No, but it, all through COVID, when all of those digital things came out and you had to always sign the screen.
Ugh.
And at some point I'm like, I just, here's an X. And it counts.
It does.
Isn't that crazy?
I get so mad at those screens and then I just swish, 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 swish.
Yeah.
Just scribble, scribble, scribble.
I try to make it at least look pseudo. I got really good signing left-handed for some reason.
Why did you do it left-handed?
Oh, here's why. Because usually I'm at the vet and I'm holding a dog in my right hand. And then I just sign left-handed. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They'll take it.
Wow.
I know.
It doesn't even matter.
They
Nobody
don't care. They're getting paid.
The thing I don't like, though, is when you are signing an e-document and then they put it in a document. I'm like, that was tricksy.
Oh, God, everybody's going to see my crappy handwriting.
Yeah. I'm like, well, you should have told me that you're putting it in a real document. I thought this was going to be a not doesn't matter.
Like, the flip side of that, though, is when you get to pick the signature, what looks like your handwriting or doesn't look like your handwriting.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like choosing an upgrade.
It looks like I have a very floral, flowing, I know cursive perfectly on a lot of Adobe documents.
Yeah.
That's the Eric T. Hansen that we've all come to love.
And I have such hope for my daughters to not get my handwriting. My husband has beautiful penmanship. He comes from a family of beautiful penmanship. Like, they just...
So does Shannon. Shannon's mom was a grade school elementary teacher.
And is that
she
genetic?
She can print with the best of them.
Or is it practice?
I think it's nature... No, it's nurture.
Nurture?
It's what you learned in the environment.
Okay.
It's totally nurture.
Because
No, because my dad has bad handwriting. My dad has tiny handwriting.
Teeny, teeny, tiny.
Yes. Mom had good cursive.
Mm.
I just blew up that theory because all three boys have bad handwriting.
Terrible handwriting.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, mine's bad. It's not terrible. It's legible, but it's not, like, pretty.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, come on, girls.
But we're getting further away outside of a random card to somebody.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff you're typing or texting.
How often do you get to practice?
Rarely are you writing notes.
Nope. Doesn't really happen anymore.
It's kind of a lost art.
Well, we could take it on. We could write all of our stuff longhand. I could write out Z's sleaze.
No.
Longhand
Are you
Z's
kidding
sleaze.
Me? Are, I just can sit the four pages of news I have and you want me to write this out
four
long?
Four longhand pages longhand? Of the buzz.
One of these is from Pennsylvania. I have to write out Pennsylvania longhand. Long,
it's too much work. It's too much work.
Oh my God.
Nope.
That
nope.
would take forever.
Let's scratch that. We're not doing that.
Type it.
Typing.
Typing is
okay.
good.
Moving forward, we're just going to do it the easy way. And this is a crazy report, but when you are Uber Eats and you are out there just delivering the foods for people,
yeah.
a lot of times you have to just stop and look and see, like, what did we just deliver?
I would imagine when you get that, you walk up, right? You grab the bag, you see the receipt attached to it.
Yeah.
You can't not help but look at it.
Yeah.
You just have to see, what did they get?
Yeah. What was the craving that struck?
Yeah.
What were you hungry for?
Especially if it's probably a weird time of day.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're doing a delivery at 2 a.m.
Time of day, that yeah. craving struck that person. And what were they really, really in the mood for?
You can, as long as you don't open my food, I'm okay with you looking at my receipt. Go
ahead.
For it.
Go ahead and check it out.
Yeah.
Especially, they have an annual cravings report.
Uber so they, does?
Yeah. Uber Eats.
Okay.
They did their cravings report, which has a list. Like, one part of it is the most unique food combos that people order. So, like, I want this, and you know what sounds good with that? I'm going to have a little bit of this. So it's a little bit of this and that, like things that people are ordering together at the same time.
It almost sounds like a pregnancy order.
Yes.
Like pickles and ice cream.
Exactly. Like, why would you have those things together? I don't know. The craving just struck at that time, and that's the things that I wanted.
Throw a couple at me.
So weird. Tajin and orange creamsicles.
Tajin, remind me.
Is that like kind of like a spicy seasoning?
Yeah.
Which kind of, I think, might work because it kind of has that, the flavor might kind of go with orange because you get
so
the,
you're just ordering a spice
uh-huh.
and orange creamsicles?
I think it might go.
I'd actually try that.
I'd have to try it.
Okay.
Scallops.
Yeah.
And boiled eggs.
Do you just want things that are blanched?
Hard boiled eggs?
It's got to be a.
Also, where do you.
Or who?
Can you order hard boiled? Boiled?
Unless you're getting them like ones from a restaurant and ones from a grocery store. Because Uber Eats does grocery as well as restaurants.
Hard-boiled egg and scallops. That
makes no sense.
That's a strange order. I would try this in a heartbeat. Fajitas.
Yeah.
And French onion soup.
Yes, please.
That sounds good, actually.
That sounds like that's the... We just worked our way up to that.
Yeah.
That's the entree.
I think that's a creme de la creme. I think I would try that. No
fajitas,
problem.
I would dip steak. My fajita in steak fajitas.
Steak fajitas and French onion soup.
Yes.
Yes? Are
yeah.
you with me?
It's basically having like a French dip.
Yeah.
But it's a Mexican dip.
A Mexican French dip.
A Mexican French dip.
I go there. You're with me?
Well, can we do it now? Like right now.
I don't have the things to do it now, but I want to try
this. Give me two swipes of my Uber Eats app and let's see what happens.
Get out your Uber Eats app.
Do me a favor. Let's hold on to that. And let's see if Uber driver Kevin will drive around and pick this stuff up for us and then we could eat it.
Let's ask him if he would.
Yes. This marries perfectly.
I don't know about scallops and boiled eggs, but fajitas
you
and
have
French.
To eat them. Do you not like scallops?
I like scallops. I like boiled eggs. I don't know if it's too, I don't know. It's the idea of the two of them together.
That is a texture nightmare for somebody.
Yes.
Right?
It's me. Yeah.
The texture nightmare is you?
Yes. Sometimes scallops are a little like.
There's a little rubbery to it. Also, both of them have very little like friction. Right? They're
yeah.
too smooth.
I think it's just going to slide down the old gullet.
It's like
a little too quickly.
Two little pieces of like polished glass.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Well, keep the menu.
Yeah.
And let's see if we can get Uber driver Kevin to Uber some food to us.
Let's dream.
And let's steak fajita and French onion soup.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
That sounds like a tailgate. That sounds
yeah.
Fantastic.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
There's a phrase that I'm sure we probably learned from our parents. Don't assume.
Because when you do...
It makes a... out of you and me.
Yes.
Claire, you are standing across a microphone from a big old... There was a party last night for those who donate to the hospital in my hometown.
Yeah.
It's the Washington County Hospital Foundation. And I could take you back a year ago. We made a sizable donation after my parents died. So we're always invited back.
Okay.
So we got the invitation months ago, put it on the calendar. I meet up with my brother, Greg, Shannon, me, Greg. We're looking great. We got suits on. We're ready. We're walking around the casino. It's like, because it's in Riverside. And we go to this restaurant. Nope, not here. We go to another restaurant. No, not here. We walk back to the event center and past another person going to the party. And he's like, where is it? We're like, it's got to be back here. And it wasn't back there either.
Where was it?
And so we ask the staff members, do you have an event today in this building for the hospital? And they're like, no. Here's what I did, because I was the guy who put it on the calendar. I saw the invitation, I saw the word Riverside, and then I
assumed
it was at the casino. It was at a new event space on Vine Avenue or Vine Street in Johnson or Washington County. I think it's, but they have a restaurant at the casino, something, something in Vine.
And Vine.
I saw Vine and Riverside and assumed. So we're texting the main guy. We're like, where are you? And he's like, I'm at the door. Where are you? And we're like, we're clearly not in the same building. Oh. And luckily the other couple who was also lost had the, and they, we looked at the address. We're like, this is the wrong spot.
They did the wrong thing too,
they also, though? Yes.
That's kind of incredible.
I think it's actually, we'll get a pass.
Yeah.
On doing, we were all, because we saw Riverside and the word Vine, and we put two and two together and thought it was at the casino.
Yeah.
Nah, it was at this lovely venue. It's a barn. It's gorgeous. It's kind of this trend right now. Midnight Gems, one of those also. It was great. Once we got there, it was fantastic. It was a lovely event.
But it was a matter of getting there.
Matter of getting there.
So were you a little late?
No, luckily cocktail hour.
Oh, good.
Cocktail hour, I think, is added to events for people who don't know where they're going.
Cocktail hour saved your...
It did. Cocktail hour saved my donkey. Thanks, cocktail hour. You saved my donkey. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I made a big old... Mostly out of me, not out of them.
No.
And
no.
Shame on my brother Greg for trusting me.
Yeah, why would Greg just listen to you? Just because you're older doesn't mean you're wiser.
No, that he is so, well, I go down for wisdom. He goes down for smarts.
Yeah.
He's got the doctor in front of
and
him.
And I hope.
I've got the life in front of me.
Right? I hope that he got a lesson from this.
Don't ever follow my brother ever.
Don't listen to your brother.
Apparently not. He's already taught his niece and nephew never to believe anything I say. So there we go.
Come on.
But we found it. It was a lovely evening.
Good.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad. I have to call myself out because, and for every right, my daughter is a little upset with me. I'm the bad guy at my house. Not intentionally, okay? Know that this is not intentional in any way. Picked up my daughter from school, and like the kind of our routine every single day is like I'm home because we work mornings and I'm home in the afternoon, so I can pick up the kids after school. And I've got a middle schooler. She gets out of school first. I pick her up. I bring her back home. And we have about 15 minutes to debrief on how the day was and what happened. And then I got to go to the next school and get Cora.
Got to get the other one.
And just like keeps going. During our debrief, I'm talking to Audrey and she's like, gosh, I have a sore throat. My throat hurts just a little bit. And I had a rough day. Like my friends and I just had a disagreement. And so we were talking about that disagreement and how it got handled and what she said and she said, and then what I said, and then like, what should I have said? And what do you think, Mom? And we're talking about all that. And then as we're talking, the dog starts to get antsy because he just wants to play with his best friend, Audrey. So I'm like, okay, you better go play with your buddy. So she takes the dog outside. And I'm thinking, you know what? One more thing. As your mom, I'm going to make her a cup of tea. And then I'm going to tell her before I have to head out the door to go get the next daughter. Hey, if you need to talk more about this, just call me. I'm just sitting in the car waiting in the pickup line. Call me and we can talk more about your friend stuff, okay? Hey, I love you. And then I shut the door and I grabbed a snack for Cora and I got in the car and went on. And then as I was sitting in the car, I got a phone call from my husband. He's like, hey, you locked Audrey out of the house. It's like, no, I didn't. He's like, yeah. Yeah, you did. It's like, no, I did. I opened the door to tell her I loved her and I was here for her. And
you shut it, and what we all do, we automatically lock it.
And I was on autopilot and I locked her out of her home. Hey, I love you and I'm a safe space for you. And if you need anything, I'm always here for you. And boom, locked her out of her own home.
Claire.
I am the bad guy at my house.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Von Maur opening its first department store in Pennsylvania. Opened up in Pittsburgh on Saturday, two levels, 118,000 square feet.
They've never expanded into that state?
The fact that I remembered seeing them go into St. Louis blew my mind, and they've continued expanding ever since. They're an anchor tenant in this mall. They're one of the end caps, right? That's a big deal.
Dang.
Von Maur plans to open another store, its first ever in North Dakota, next year, and then investing $100 million to renovate its existing stores over the next 5 years. Once North Dakota is open, Von Maur will have 39 stores nationwide. Let's move over to some sports shorts. High school and college football, starting on the high school side. Hello, my friends. There you are. Liberty squaring off against Southeast Polk in Class 5A state football tonight at the Unidome. I have some inside information on this team, by the way.
What are you hearing?
My nephew plays for them. The bus leaves at 2.
Okay.
The bus is going to stop by each area grade school in North Liberty so the kids can wave at the players.
Love that.
Then they head up to the dome.
Oh, I love that.
Kickoff Liberty Southeast Polk. That's Class 5A. That's coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, Mount Vernon taking on Humboldt, Class 3A. That's a Saturday night game at the Dome. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock.
Cool.
Good luck to the high school teams headed off to state. We still need to get to your college teams. The Dome's available because Northern Iowa's on the road. They're going to be in Ohio taking on Youngstown State tomorrow. That's kickoff is at 11 o'clock in the morning. Then you got Cyclones under the lights tomorrow night. As Iowa State is hosting Cincinnati at 7 o'clock, televised on Fox. Of course, radio coverage just down the hall on our brother station, 1600 ESPN Radio. Wrapping the buzz with what's got us feeling all right, the latest World Giving Index is out, comparing charity in the U.S. to other countries and then also measuring generosity state to state. The U.S. is the sixth most generous country in the world. U.S. donors gave nearly $560 billion in money to charity in 2023. Nearly 61 million people volunteer in the U.S., serving over 4 billion volunteer hours annually. For the state-to-state comparison, the report looked at 17 indicators, food banks, donations, volunteer rates among them. Your top five, Wyoming, Utah, Minnesota, Maine, and Delaware.
Interesting.
Iowa, number 14.
Okay.
That's respectable.
Respectable.
Your bottom five, Mississippi, Rhode Island, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico.
Really?
You got to think you got a lot more arid, dry areas, so probably less density of volunteers in those bottom three states.
Yeah.
I don't know what Rhode Island's excuse is. You're tiny.
Teeny tiny.
You should be helping everybody all the time because you see your neighbors all the time.
You.
You're so small. You should be there all the time. Or you're volunteering in other states, maybe.
Maybe that's it.
Because you're just kind of the tiny state that drives all over the eastern seaboard.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The outreach is so
But
wide.
Iowa, not too shabby, at number 14. Both our volunteer number and our total money give both above 20. One was like 16. So all very basic across the board. Pretty standard for the state of Iowa. So a nice showing in that new index for the state of Iowa and our generosity.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, everyone loves a good Hollywood comeback story. Remember when, like, John Travolta did Pulp Fiction? And it was like, whoa, where you been?
Yeah.
And Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
Oh my God, that was fantastic.
Like, so good. Well, guess what? Brace yourself, because Pamela Anderson could be the next big comeback story. She made a movie called The Last Showgirl about a seasoned Las Vegas dancer whose future is uncertain after she closes a show after a 30-year run.
I'll tell you right now, that sounds like Margot Robbie's part.
Yeah?
That sounds like a part Margot Robbie. It's almost an I, Tonya.
Would have.
Right.
Yeah.
Would have been perfect for that.
But Pam,
she's getting the buzz.
Is getting some buzz. She could be up for some awards for her performance. That's kind of the talk of the town right now. She's already been nominated for a Gotham Award.
I don't even know if Batman has awards.
Batman hands out awards, and Pam's already been nominated for a Gotham.
And the winner for best comeback in a Vegas movie is
Batman. Likes what she's doing.
Envelope,
so.
Please, Robin. The Gotham Awards.
I can't wait to see the Gotham Award. I've never seen the Gothams before, but that sounds pretty prestigious.
Sure does.
I totally would watch
that.
A
little dangerous, but very prestigious.
Oh, and you know the Joker is coming through and ruining the whole show. I hope they get to Pam's category before the Joker ruins it all.
Oh, no, Poison Ivy's here.
Oh, man.
Ah, Riddler.
The Last Showgirl was directed by Gia Coppola, granddaughter to Francis Ford Coppola. So, you know.
But isn't there another Coppola that does well too?
Sophia.
Okay, this is another Coppola?
Yeah.
It's in the bloodline.
It's a bloodline. We also have an all-star cast. We got Jamie Lee Curtis, Dave Bautista, Billy Lord, Kiernan Shipka, Brenda Song, all in the cast as well. It features an original song by Miley Cyrus called Beautiful That Way.
Is it out?
No.
Okay.
No. The movie hits theaters in select theaters December 13th and then opens nationwide January 10th.
Right about the time the Oscar buzz starts.
Right, yes. Right. So it's actually kind of perfect timing. And Gia Coppola, the director, says that Pam is going to be showing off her talents. She's really hungry to do that. So you're going to see maybe a different side of Pamela Anderson than you've been accustomed to before.
Well, you just sold me on a ticket.
I'm very excited to see this.
Yeah.
I don't know about tonight, but if you don't have plans, don't forget that we've got something streaming over on Netflix. A fight! A boxing match between the veteran, Mike Tyson, and the kid, Jake Paul. They're taking each other on, and already Jake Paul is kind of baiting Mike Tyson. As we know, Mike Tyson likes to go for the ear, right?
He does. He is known in one of his fights, he bit the ear off one of his opponents.
Yes, yes. So you better pay attention to your ears. Jake Paul is taking that very seriously. He was spotted with some diamond spiked ear protectors, $100,000 each, by the way.
What?
At a press conference.
He's going to wear those in the ring?
You can't.
Okay.
But he said, I'm not getting my stuff bit off.
Nice.
Friday night. He can't wear them in the fight. He's just kind of trolling. It's pretty good trolling. He might wear them I don't know if he can wear them up into the ring, but he'll have to take them off.
It's like he comes up with a robe,
yeah,
right? Because
yeah.
I think you get gloves, trunks, and a mouthpiece. That's all. Because this is straight up boxing, right?
Yes.
It's not Ultimate Fighting or anything.
No,
this
no,
is
no.
Just,
boxing.
This is Mike Tyson boxing.
Yep, yep. Mike Tyson, by the way, did an interview with Rosie Perez in Interview Magazine, and I don't think that he's scared for this. He's 60 something years old.
Yeah.
But he's been smoking toad venom, among other things.
Isn't that stuff Aaron Rodgers does?
I know. he's been training and he's been looking good. So it's tonight.
I'll be curious because I haven't seen Mike Tyson since The Hangover. Is he going to come out with a bit of a belly or is he going to look form?
He looks pretty fit. He's released some training videos and
all right.
He looks pretty good.
And this is not pay-per-view. As long as you have Netflix, you can watch it.
Yeah. 7 o'clock tonight on Netflix. It's streaming live.
Is that why we didn't book anything tonight at home?
That's exactly why, Eric.
Yeah. You know how big of a boxing house we are.
I know that you guys love your boxing.
We sure do.
Just Eric and Shannon, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. I would really like to watch Tyson take down Jake Paul. That sounds delicious.
I feel
delicious
like it just
me.
Needs to be wiped the floor with him.
Yeah.
Get him out in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Just one to the face.
I would love to see
that.
Yeah. Sounds great. Okay. SZA got a procedure. She got a Brazilian butt lift.
I've heard of these. I'm not going to ask you to go into a lot of detail, but basically taking what gravity does to you and reverse it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And lift it.
Yes.
She got this done a couple of years ago, and she has some mixed feelings about it. She said, I'm so mad I did that. I gained weight from being immobile while you're recovering, and then you're trying to preserve the fat in, certain areas. And she's like, it was just so stupid. And she added that to
Can you un-Brazil it then later?
You know,
Did you reverse it?
Can I do a reverse?
I believe it's called an Iowa butt drop. There's a Brazilian butt lift, and then I think it's an Iowa butt drop.
The Midwest butt drop?
Yeah.
Can I just get
it's
that?
It's just known as saggy pants.
I don't know. She added that her butt was probably just fine the way it was. She's like, don't get me wrong. My booty looked nice, like now, but something I wanted. And I was enjoying it. I love shaking it. And it's not like getting the one procedure and having some regrets about it makes her think that she's not going to do any more plastic surgery. She said, I'll get a bunch more. Just like, I don't, she said, I want to get stuff done before I'm dead because this body is temporary.
Fair enough. You know what?
It hasn't scared her away from the process.
She's getting, there'll be other things.
Yeah. Yeah. She's open to.
SZA, point to the parts of your body that will be either lift or dropped or tightened. Just let us know.
I'm open to science. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Week number 46 of the year 2024. We only have 6 more weeks left in this year.
Does the time go?
2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, under the blanket of a dense fog advisory till 9 o'clock this morning. Welcome to Nerd News, broadcasting from our elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. We start with some awesome news coming out of Iowa City. University of Iowa researchers have won a $10 million federal grant to develop a new treatment for ovarian cancer. Jill Colosser, the dean of the UI College of Pharmacy, working on a drug that will make ovarian tumors more sensitive to immunotherapy by keeping the immune system to recognize the cells around them. That thus would then help the treatment enact itself faster. And she was saying that it appears the way ovarian cancer has been treated hasn't changed in the last 30 to 40 years.
So let's kind of update
Method, shall we? It affects 12,000 women nationwide who die from ovarian cancer each year. Also, it's usually diagnosed very late, which makes it very hard to treat. So hopefully all of this means good news for treating ovarian cancer, and it's coming from Iowa City.
Developed a drug? Like that you just
I'm reading this as a drug that will make the tumor sensitive to the therapies they're already doing.
Wonderful.
It's all great stuff.
Wow.
So congratulations to the University of Iowa on securing those federal dollars. Okay, hangry is a thing.
Absolutely.
We've talked about it before. I think we know it internally, but it's always nice when science is like, yep, you're right, hangry is the thing. It boils down to something called the gut-brain axis. There is a communication that is always going between your stomach and your brain.
Okay.
It's like friends who are constantly texting each other. When you're hungry, the stomach sends a message to the brain, hey, I'm hungry. And when you start to ignore that, because you're doing that intentionally.
I'm doing it right now.
Some things start to change in your body. Your blood sugar starts to drop.
Uh-huh.
You make more of a stress hormone.
Uh-huh.
Also, serotonin is made mostly from the stomach. When you're happy, you have less of it. Then you start acting like a bratty toddler. There is hanger.
Yes.
That's where hanger comes from.
It's real.
Now, a lot of hanger usually comes because a lot of people like busy. I'm skipping pretty much a big meal.
Uh-huh.
What to have on hand just to help quickly stop hangerness.
Okay.
Crunchy vegetables are the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
Number one.
Vegetables.
Carrot, celery, cucumber, number one.
And they have water in them too. And sometimes you're
fiber
not,
and water, man.
You're not hungry, you're thirsty.
It's fiber and water. Number two, I will never have available, but if you want them, chickpeas.
Yeah. Why? What?
I don't like hummus, and why? I don't like chickpeas.
Well, you could toast them.
You could?
Yeah.
You could toast a chickpea?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, toast it. And then you can season them with whatever you want. And
I'm back in on chickpeas.
Okay.
Number three, Greek yogurt fills you up.
Yes.
Berries at number four.
Yes.
Almonds number five.
Yeah.
Those are your hangry snacks. Just always have those readily available. Should cure the hanger.
We can do this.
That's easy to do.
Do you have chips?
Chips. You know what? Chips. Animal crackers.
Dip.
Eric's kid snacks. Didn't make that list.
Fruit snacks?
Isn't that weird? Fruit snacks.
What about chocolate?
No, none of those are on the list. Even a banana, not necessarily there.
But so often I just want chocolate.
That's usually what I go to.
Yeah.
And then what? You're not satisfied, are you?
No.
No. These things do the trick. Okay. I want to introduce a term to you. It's called gate lice.
What are gate lice?
Gate lice are people who, if you've ever boarded a plane, and this has been a trend, I would say probably even the last 15 or 20 years, they now group you. So please group one, group two.
Yes, yes.
And you have to wait till your number's called.
Yep.
A gate lice is a person who kind of clings onto a group they don't belong to and in the hustle and bustle of getting on the plane, tries to board early, primarily because they want your overhead bin space. Those are group lice.
Ew.
It's a problem. It's well known that there are people who just travel that way. They just kind of work their way into, it's like cattle, right? They're like, we'll just get in. Nobody's going to check my boarding pass or scan me
on.
You
succubus.
Yeah, gate lice. American Airlines, not so fast. If you, because you always have to scan in, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They are adding loud alarms that will go off if you scan your boarding pass and you're in the wrong group. The whole idea is embarrassment, public embarrassment works.
Shame. Public
shame works. So if you are traveling this holiday season, just know Albuquerque, Tucson, and Washington, D.C. are the test areas for gate lice.
And you will be called out.
You will be called out loudly on American Airlines, which, by the way, we have one of those direct flights to D.C. Just keep that in mind.
If you self-identify as a gate louse.
If you also know that you're gate, if you're a gate louse.
If you are a gate louse.
If you are one of these.
You know you're a gate louse.
They're coming. They're going to let you know they know. And they're going to embarrass you so much.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
There is a little tension in the room.
Yeah. This is I feel like, a big responsibility. Do you not?
Well, the heavy lifting part's done.
I know.
At this point.
But now everybody's just waiting. Like, well, what happened? What happened? What happened?
This is the fun part. This is, they've handed us the envelope, and we're going on it. Well, they handed us 8 envelopes.
Yeah.
And we're going on stage, and we get to announce the winners. No, I feel not heaviness. I feel the fun of getting to do it.
No, but this is the part of the awards show where you're like, open the envelope! And like the person's struggling. It's like, well, how have you never opened an envelope before?
Just don't send out like Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Or someone who doesn't know how the Oscars work. It's like, why was that person given Best Picture?
Or they're like, oh, this is the wrong envelope. This isn't for this category.
Well, we'll tell you what. We got this thing buttoned down and everything is correct. Because when it comes to naming snowplows, you want to know where this influence comes from?
Hmm.
Comes from Snow White. Snow White teaches us jobs aren't fun, but making them fun. That's the key.
Yeah.
You know where... No,
and also, what's her face?
Mary Poppins.
Old Mary Poppins. What's her face? She did it too.
It becomes a game, right? That's the whole idea for naming snowplows.
Anytime you have a job that must be done, you know, it has to have an element of fun.
Yes.
We're doing that.
Here we go. From your submissions, from 2 weeks of ideas, more than 50 recommended, we whittled that down to 12, posted those on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Record-breaking voter turnout, by the way. Thank you to everybody.
Yeah, thanks, Marion.
We are now ready to announce 8, 7, 6, 5.
I think 8 should come as no surprise, as we have been saying it. We already decided. It is written
for Mayor Nick Abouassili.
Plow Bouassili.
I messed it up.
Plow Bouassili
is snowplow number 8 for the city of Marion.
That is so. It is so.
Based on your votes, number 7.
So pleased to announce Hot to Snow.
S-N-O.
Hot to snow. H-O-T-T-S-N-O. It's the only plow with a song.
Hot to Snow.
I'm super excited. It has a song.
Hot to Snow coming
Hot
in
snow.
At number 7.
Congratulations, Marion.
Number 6.
I mean, it really was the year of Dead Plow and Snowverine.
Somebody called with Snowverine but couldn't get Deadpool and were like, Dead Plow.
Dead Plow.
It was a little bit of you and a little bit of us, and that got us to Dead Plow and Snowverine. That is snowplow number 6 for the city of Marion.
I just love it when we, you know, get creative and people are bouncing off ideas off of each other and bam, come up with something even better.
Okay. We want to take you halfway through the list, so let's get you number 5. Then we're going to hit pause, and we'll come back with the rest of them before 8 o'clock. Here we come in at number 5, Snowplow Marion.
Number 5, Clarin the Way.
That's a name for you.
Clarin the Way. way.
Clearing the way. We'll be clearing the way on the streets of Marion.
And we did not come up with that. Shout out to, I think his name was Justin.
Justin sent that to us.
Yeah, and submitted that on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Next level, bud. Next level.
All right, we got Plabo Osley, Hot to Snow, Dead Plow and Snowverine, and Claire in the Way. That takes you 8765. We still have the final four to go.
Oh my gosh. Look at my hand. I'm just shaking. Shaking.
Shaking with excitement. Shaking with enjoyment.
It's so fun.
Naming the snowplows in Marion. Four more to go. All you got to do is hang with us. We'll get to that coming up in the next 10 minutes on the Morning Scramble.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
This is going out to you, snowplow drivers of the greater metropolis of Marion, Iowa.
You are the best. You do so much for us. You keep the streets safe, plowed, clean. We appreciate you.
We have named snowplows basically in your honor.
Yeah.
And we have done a top eight list based on listener suggestions and listener votes. 8, Plabo Osley. 7, Hot to Snow. 6, Dead Plow and Snowverine. Number 5, Claire in the Way.
This is going to be so much more fun of a winter just because you have a snowplow with a super cool, fun name.
Coming in at number 4, and we're getting ready to watch this clear the streets of Marion, is...
This is going to have a very specific route because it is the roundabout clearer route.
Another listener suggestion, and if you've taken 7th or 8th in the last couple of years, you know roundabouts are the name of the game in Marion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the way up to Tower Terrace, Albernette Road. It's all up there.
Absolutely. That's going to have to be one of the routes, one of the plows that's on that route.
Roundabout clear out. Number 3.
Very popular. The Marioni Zamboni.
There we go. Nice.
Which eventually, Marion is going to have to get a Zamboni per our discussion with city manager Ryan Waller.
Skating surface coming to the plaza.
Huh.
Maybe you can loan that name to the Zamboni. We can give you another, we'll give you a 9th one just to have in your back pocket.
Didn't even think about that, but he's like, well, eventually. Not right now, but eventually.
Number 2 in our listener voting for Marion snowplow names.
Number 2. And people really liked this. Eat. Drink. And be plowed, which has been amended per city manager to eat, drink, and we plow.
That was a Dancing Eric Hansen suggestion. Eat, drink, and be plowed. I've been edited. That's fine.
That's fine.
But I'm happy eat, drink, and we plow in honor of eat, drink, and be Marion.
Yes.
Comes in at number 2. That town loves to celebrate itself. And I love, we go to that event every year. It's just cool to see community happening, a town that just likes to have fun.
Yeah.
And they're celebrating it in plow name number 2, eat, drink, and we plow.
And we plow. Sorry if you voted for it specifically because of the be plowed thing, but it's we plow.
That's okay.
We have changed it.
Okay. I need to, of course, get the big timpani rolling.
There is only one plow name left on the list to announce.
Would you say this was a landslide victory for plow name number 1?
Yeah, I would say by far and away, at no other time was any other plow name in the lead except for this name. Always with a commanding lead over the others was the Uptown Snowdown. Marion loves the Uptown Snowdown.
There you have it. All 8 snowplows. These will be communicated directly to the city manager, to the communications department of Marion. That's going to work its way into the streets department, the utility department. Some fun is already being planned for their big Christmas celebration when Santa comes to town.
Yes.
We've been told.
Can't wait.
We've been offered ride-alongs well.
We're cashing in on those.
I'm going to get a voucher.
Yeah.
I think I want to ride along on Dead Plow and Snowverine.
I want to do our ride-alongs with Mayor Nick Abu Osley on Plabo Osley.
I want his to be the first snowplow, and we're like a team of reindeer behind him.
Absolutely.
That would be absolutely awesome.
That'd be cool.
Thank you to everybody from the nominations to the voting. All 8 snowplows have been named for the city of Marion. We've got that list up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
We love it doing this on the Morning Scramble.
Yeah.
We are presented with so much news on an hourly basis. We don't have time to get to all the stories, but when we pick some that we love, we fight for the right to read them. And that's what's known as a headline battle.
Yeah, you have to fight for your right to read.
To read
certain news articles.
Weirdly, though, Claire, the last two times we have done this, and by the way, good morning, producer Ben.
Good morning.
Ben, how weird is it that we've had the last two times we've had the exact same title?
It's pretty weird. You're not giving me much of a choice.
Well, that's part of it. He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah. Are you sad or mad or glad or what? How do you feel?
Freaked out.
Kind of sad and mad.
Mm. Oh, okay. He's more worried about himself.
Glad that you have to tell me how.
I want options.
How do you feel?
Okay. I have a feeling today we are not going to match.
You have a feeling?
I have a feeling we are not.
I don't.
Going to match.
What if you both went out of the way not to match and then that caused you to match again?
Then we become cleric and we're one person.
I think that there's no chance because this is so bizarre.
Mine's pretty bizarre.
Uh-oh.
What?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Shall I go first? You went first last time.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I ripped up my story because we had the same story. Grin and Barrett, four arrested for insurance fraud after faking bear damage.
Okay, can I go?
We don't have it.
They told insurers a bear damaged their
car. Stop it!
But it was actually a person in America. I know. We can't do this game anymore. We can't do this game.
We picked the same story the third time in a row.
For crying out loud.
Are you kidding me?
For crying out loud.
You picked the bear insurance
story.
It's got to be scripted.
I picked this story.
I picked this story.
2 days ago. It was going to go in nerd news.
No.
And then you're like, let's do a headline battle. I'm just going to hold on to the bear story for headline.
Yeah, but I picked it because the headline battle too, because I saw it yesterday and I was like, well, that's pretty funny.
It's a great story.
It's a great story.
Oh my God. We picked the same story for the third time in a row. We're the same person.
Backup was a guy died in a tanning bed, but that wasn't very much fun.
That's not fun at all.
That's not fun.
Ben, you want to hear the story about...
Ben, would you like a story about a bear costume?
I want to hear Eric's story.
Yeah, go ahead. Let me see if he tells it right.
Grin and Barrett, four arrested for insurance fraud after faking bear damage. Four people have been arrested on suspicion of insurance fraud after claiming that their cars were damaged by a bear, which turned out to be, according to officials, somebody dressed up as a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Home surveillance footage submitted to an insurance company shows the so-called bear entering and damaging a 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost while it was parked near Lake Arrowhead, northeast of L.A. this past January. California's Department of Insurance reviewed the footage with a local biologist and said, quote, upon further scrutiny, the investigation determined the bear is actually a person in a bear costume.
Do you have the name of the investigation?
I do not have that. I do
Operation
have...
Operation Bear Claw!
Bear claims were also made on two other cars, both Mercedes. They were trying to claim $140,000 in damage. The California Department of Insurance was also able to secure a warrant to release an image of a brown furry costume found in the search of the suspect's home. It was accompanied by metal hand tools that could be used to simulate bear claws. They've all been arrested on insurance fraud and conspiracy.
Shame.
Is that what your story says?
Shame.
Since you have the exact same story?
Pretty much.
Did I miss anything?
Yeah, the scratch marks on the car were weird, a little too evenly spaced.
It's mostly they just attacked the upholstery.
Yep.
The bear.
Yep.
The person in the bear costume.
Yep.
Well, it's been fun, guys, doing a headline battle. But
is it fun anymore? Are we still having fun now that we know we're the same person? I feel no joy.
Did you at least like the bear story?
I did.
Okay, good.
Do we have to stop doing headline battles?
I think we're done. I think this is officially retirement day for headline battle.
This is the last headline battle on the Morning Scrabble.
Good job, everybody.
Good day.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.